My name is Bill Reibenbach.
And since people always ask you if you're kin to Charlie.
Just go ahead and get it out. I am.
And in what way?
Charlie is my brother. He's 5 years older than I am, and he's one of my best friends.
Do you have any other siblings?
I do. I've got two older sisters. I'm the baby. I got a sister, Becky, that lives in Rocky Point, and my sister, Mary Clark, lives here in Wilmington.
Bill Reibenbach, this is the second time you've run for elected office.
That's the first time
you ran for New Hanover County Commissioner in 2002.
Yes, ma'am.
You did very well.
I did.
Tell us about that experience.
It was all new to me. It was a special kind of election because it was something to do with the legislature about the voting that year. And I ran hard as I could, but I was running against two incumbents. And that's who won the election. But I decided to lay off for a while. I had a daughter 2 years old that I wanted to raise. And I felt like at that time, that's what I needed to do.
And so 16 years later, here you are running for New Hanover County Board of Education. Why are you challenging the incumbents at this point?
When I always wanted to run for office, and I felt like my whole family's been going through the education process for 60 years. My last daughter is graduating in June, so it's not like I'm mad and going out there trying to get somebody or whatever. I want to go into it, where there's no dog in the fight. And I just feel like there are some things that need to happen that haven't happened, like long-term planning, which leads into redistricting. If we had done a better job of that over the past 20 or 25 years, we wouldn't have that problem right now. And then there's the situation with the state, local, and federal legislators. We don't have a really, really, really good relationship with them, and that's where we get all our money. So that's a big problem.
So when you think about the state legislators, there was recently a meeting that was held with school board members and New Hanover County Public School Superintendent Tim Markley and the local delegation of state legislators. Did you attend that meeting?
No, ma'am, I didn't. I had to work. I could not go.
Understand. You have a pretty intense work schedule, too.
Well, not everybody was invited to that. The chairman of the Board of Education was invited, and none of the other members were officially invited, but a couple of the other ones did go, but I wasn't invited.
If you could set the legislative agenda for the school system, you didn't have to build consensus on that, what would that agenda be? What do you want state legislators to hear that you think they're not really getting right now?
Well, the state legislators are wanting to help us. That's what they're there for. That's what I'm going to be on the board for, to help people, the teachers, the administrators, everybody. They want to help us, but we have to ask them, and we have to listen to them.
What would you ask them for if one was sitting across from you right now?
To help us give them money for the teachers.
And how much more money do you think teachers need?
We got to get it up to par, with other states. We got kids graduating, coming here to work, and they find out they can move to Georgia or wherever and make $10,000 more a year. I don't blame them for leaving. We got to figure out how to maintain those students.
You also mentioned redistricting as a long-term planning issue that has been, you didn't use these words, but you kind of alluded to the fact that people have been kicking the can down the road for a while and not dealing with it.
Right.
How would you like to see it dealt with?
Well, one thing, New Hanover County is the second smallest county in the state. We don't have a lot more property left. We have got to get some property to build schools. I work at the New Hanover County ABC store, and every time someone comes in there and I look at their ID and see they're from out of town, I say, why did you move to Wilmington? And they name off about 10 things, the weather, schools, UNCW, the hospital, the beach, the ocean, I-40, the weather, just everything. And then they tell their family, and then they tell all their neighbors, and people are coming here in droves. And we're not prepared for it.
If you just had to give a letter grade to the New Hanover County school system, what kind of grade would you give it right now?
Probably a C+.
Why?
Because they haven't done the planning, and there are some I'm not picking on anybody, because anybody that's been down there for 20, 25 years, they deserve credit for it. But I don't think that we have done the long-range planning for this situation that we should have. Now we're trying to catch up. We got classrooms with 40, 50 kids in the room. Can't give a kid a quality education like that.
Now, a few different examinations of the school systems have looked at the link between high poverty schools mm-hmm. and high minority schools. Mm-hmm. And at this point, some people would say New Hanover County has one of the more segregated school districts in the state. Is that a problem? Is that something we need to work on? How do you see that situation?
I don't like the fact that New Hanover High School is the one getting picked on more than the others. They've already downgraded it to a 3A school, and it's all made out to be that nobody wants to go to that school. It's a great school. We need to make it where people want to go there, and that would even out some of that. But, we got a lot of poverty in the school system. There's a lot of the churches take care of my church takes care of Winter Park School. It's rated 100% poverty. So, and that's not a bad idea, having some of the churches get in and help in the schools.
What do you think about the idea of neighborhood schools and the fact, some people would say perhaps schools have become so segregated because of neighborhood schools, mm-hmm. and people tend to self-sort according to ethnicity and income level as well. Is that an issue?
It is. I grew up, which was a long time ago, everybody went to neighborhood schools, everybody. And now one of the problems that you have is if you have some of the schools in the inner city and you have neighborhood schools, you don't have, in a lot of cases, the parents that can be out there when something happens, or they don't have the PTAs that raise thousands and thousands of dollars that can help the teachers and help the school. So something has to change, but we've got to help those schools.
And how would you propose to help them?
I don't know exactly how I would do that. I'm still working on that, but I do not have an answer for that at this moment.
You mentioned state legislators mm-hmm. and how you think the state really needs to cough up more money mm-hmm. so that you can raise teacher pay. What about New Hanover County? Do you think that governmental body is giving enough?
I think they are. I really do. One thing that that I have gone to and asked a lot of questions of is Bruce Shell, who is on the board and running this year. He ran the entire county for several years, and he knows the process of getting the money to the schools. So he is just we're just so lucky to have him. And I trust all his judgment, and I ask a lot of questions of him. But I think the county is doing its job. I think we're going to ask them for some more things, like security, and I'm sure they'll work with us.
And if you're talking about school security, what is the answer to that? Where do administrators and elected officials need to focus their attention and their energies? Should we be arming teachers? What are some of the answers to that?
I don't know that we need to arm teachers. I think we need to fix the problem before it happens. I just saw on TV where they're doing some things in other states where they're identifying kids that have problems and taking them out and trying to fix them before they get home and do something like that. But people've got the talk. Kids have got the talk. But I don't know that having guns in a school by someone other than an officer is the answer to that.
When voters go to the polls in May for the primary, mm-hmm. they're going to be looking at seven names on the ballot under New Hanover County Board of Education mm-hmm. for Republicans. That's a lot of people to choose from. Why should people remember your name? What is it about you that makes you a better candidate than the other six?
I don't know that I'm better than all the other six. I would like to think I was. I think a lot of people that are going to vote for me know me. And I'm not in this for the money. I'm not in it for fame and glory. I'm in it to help the kids and the teachers. And that's how it's going to be, the kids, the teacher, and the administration. And if they vote for the people that's in there now, and that's what they're happy with, so be it. But I feel like I've got some people that will vote for me.
Okay. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you think it's important people understand about who you are and what you would do if you were elected to the school board?
I've lived here 65 years, and I think most everybody that will vote for me knows me. And they know my family, they know Charlie. And I believe that they think that I will do a good job for the community and for the kids. And that's all I can ask.
Bill Rivenbark, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.